This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, and as promised, none other than Mr. Ben Wickler, who is running for the DNC chair. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so good, Earl. I'm really glad to be with you today, and I'm really excited about the chance to take the kind of year-round organizing we've been building in Wisconsin to the national level and fight back against this extreme disaster of an administration that's going to be starting in a couple months.
I got a couple questions I want to ask you. One of the reasons you are running is because you believe the Democrats need to unite. You want to elaborate on that, sir?
Absolutely. You know, after elections, especially elections that don't go our way, and this was, it's really painful to have Trump the victor in this national election and control the whole federal government. It is easy for Democrats to fall into the trap of everyone blaming each other. Sometimes that's factions of progressives versus moderates. Sometimes that's the blame game across race or ethnicity, and people trying to pit different groups of Democrats and different groups of voters against each other. And sometimes it's a everyone against everyone. And people, I think it's important to reckon with what the data tells us, what voters are telling us about how they've decided to vote in this election. But what we don't need is recriminations. What we need is a shared analysis of what went wrong and how to win in the years to come, because it is urgent that we do. And the number one thing that stands out to me is voters across race, ethnicity, gender, in rural areas and suburbs and cities alike, the voters that moved the most towards Trump or away from Democrats this time were often the people who felt most frustrated and angry about explosive prices and the lack of support after the COVID pandemic measures went away. Now, in Wisconsin, we turned out more voters for Harris than we did for Biden. We turned out a ton of people. There were some people who came out of the woodwork and voted for Trump, and so he got even more votes. But Harris earned a phenomenal level of support across our state. And I think that speaks to the strength of our unity and our ability to communicate and the work to be done. But this isn't horseshoes. Getting close doesn't get you to a victory. I think what we need is to figure out even more effectively how to reach out and demonstrate through our actions that we're fighting for everyone, for working people, no matter what they look like, no matter where they live, that this is the party that believes that working people should have a shot in this economy and that we should all have freedom, dignity, the respect that every person deserves.
So as a 70-year-old black man who's lived through 11 different presidential elections, I have to tell you, sir, I'm frustrated to hear the Democrats say, well, we lost because we didn't listen to people who live in rural America and who struggle economically. And so the Democrats didn't listen to them. And now we've got to move more towards, you know, doing what the Republicans say they're going to do. I'm totally opposed to Democrats saying the Republicans stole the ideas from us. And so these people who live in rural areas decided to vote for Republicans because Democrats let them down. I'm a guy who understands what happened with Biden and his plan, and that Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin were people who prevented the very thing that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democrats attempted to do, is address those issues that that those people are talking about in rural America, but it was prevented by Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin. And there's nothing that these Republicans and Trump are talking about that's going to address those issues. You say what, sir?
I completely agree with you. And I will add to that, that it's Sinema and Manchin and every single Republican who opposed taking action on this. Every single Republican, almost every Democrat supported taking action to lift people up, to help people afford childcare, to be able to afford housing, to be able to make sure this economy works for working people. And every Republican opposed it. And they, you know, they run all these ads attacking all kinds of different groups of people. But when they get power, what do? They hand trillions of dollars to billionaires, and then they stick working people with the bill. And that is Black and Latino people and white people in rural areas and cities and suburbs alike. If you're not making $100 million a year, you're probably going to wind up paying for the tax cuts for the people that are making hundreds of millions and billions of dollars. And that's what's so frustrating about this kind of election, because the Republicans do not run on what they actually are going to do when they have power. And that's why, to me, for Democrats, we can be proud of our values. They're actually deeply shared values in this country. The idea of freedom is the most fundamental American idea. It's one that we've never achieved for everybody, but it's one that we have to keep fighting for. It's what makes us who we are. And the idea of an economy that actually works for working folks, that is what Democrats at their best have always fought for. Republicans are trying to claim that they're the party of the regular person and Democrats are the party of the elite. But look who Trump is appointing to his cabinet. Look who he's surrounding himself with, and look at what he actually does in office. Last time, he did two big things. He gave a multi-trillion dollar tax cut to the richest people in this country, and he appointed Supreme Court justices who have ripped away freedoms from the majority of Americans at this point. And that is their agenda. They're going to try to do the same thing now, and I think we will show who we are and who we're for by the way that we fight back.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Mr. Ben Wickler. He is running for the national DNC chair. So, sir, how do you propose to unite the Democratic Party?
I think that the first piece is to do this kind of analysis where we actually dig in and understand what happened. And I think that if we can do that with curiosity and with grace, that can help us to point the way forward. One thing that strikes me that we're already seeing from the data is that the people who did not see Harris's message were the ones who were most likely to vote against her. The more she campaigned, the more people supported her. And she did better in the places where she campaigned the most. And we did worst in the places where we campaigned the least. So that says that there was something about the message and our candidate that was working. And I think a lot of people are, if you're just watching the news or scrolling around online, a lot of people have that backwards. So learn what actually happened. And then it is going to be the fights that define us. And to me, this starts with fights that are going to have long-term consequences for our states and our country. So I'll put a big circle around one. The state Supreme Court race this spring, Susan Crawford versus Brad Schimmel in the state of Wisconsin. It's the first big election of the new Trump era. And Brad Schimmel, he helped to create the attacks against, his solicitor general, when he was attorney general of Wisconsin, helped create the plan that led to the fall of Roe versus Wade. He is as anti-union and anti-worker as it gets. He's a right-wing extremist, and he wants to be on Wisconsin's highest court. If he gets there, you know they're going to rig our legislative maps to ensure Republicans always win again. If we fight in these down ballot races, we've seen the impact in Wisconsin in the state legislature of having fair maps. Republicans took over the Supreme Court in North Carolina, gerrymandered that state, threw a bunch of Democrats out of Congress, and that is why we have a right-wing majority in the U.S. House right now, because of Republicans winning in state elections. So to me, the fights like Wisconsin Supreme Court race, which all of us in Wisconsin have to work on, the national party should be looking at and partnering with states across the country to fight in those races that wind up determining whether our country is rigged for the most powerful and wealthy people at the top, or whether it actually works for everyone. That is my experience. Is people come together when there's a shared purpose based on shared values. And so uniting the party means drawing a spotlight on big fights that bring us together. I'll give another example, the fight against the repeal of the Affordable Care Act in 2017. There were a million things going on in that moment, but we came together as a country and rose up against this attempt to rip away healthcare from tens of millions of people, and we won. And that became the biggest issue in 2018 in the midterm elections. There will be fights like that. And if we're working in every state at every level and drawing a spotlight to the big battles for our core values that bring us all together as a movement, then I think we're going to be able to unite and fight and win. And that's my platform: unite, fight, win.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Mr. Ben Wickler. He is running for the national DNC chair. Sir, I will ask you, well, this is a question. I've seen that Tony, I've seen that the fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
I think that's a fair question. And I think that the core answer is yes. And when I say that, what I mean is the Democratic brand is what people think of when they think of Democrats. It's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And there are millions of people across this country who mostly learn about Democrats from Republicans. What they see is the right-wing attacks that try to make Democrats look completely out of touch with what people are struggling with in their own lives. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, at showing through our actions, and also making sure we are present. We are present on the radio and online, that we're present in places where people are, you know, thinking about stuff other than politics. Because the people who tuned in and heard Harris, they were more likely to vote for her. And if people actually knew accurately what she wanted to do and what Trump wanted to do, she won those voters by overwhelming margins. That is not centrally a candidate problem. That is a problem that is a much bigger picture problem about a world where right-wing propagandists have tried to distort what Democrats are actually about.
So I want to... Yeah, I'm going to squeeze in one more question before we have to go. And that is, this was a razor close race. And so many of us who voted Democrat don't want to see Democrats totally do away with the things that they stood for. This is a message that I think all Democrats should hear, especially those who are saying, we need to change the trajectory of what Democrats stand for. Those of us who have voted Democrat forever, we don't want to see you completely, dismantle the things that Democrats have stood for.
Listen, we're in complete agreement about this. And I also believe that when people hear and understand what Democrats have stood for and are fighting for, Democrats win. If you ask people, do you want a party that believes that all of us, no matter the color of our skin or how we pray or whether we pray, no matter where we live, that all of us deserve freedom and dignity and respect, that everyone deserves a chance to be able to support their family and have a job that actually pays a living wage, those things are overwhelmingly popular. It's the Republican propaganda that says Democrats don't care about you, that they're thinking about someone different than you. They want to take something from you to give it to someone else. That's the divide and conquer strategy that Republicans use. And in this election, it worked. But I will say something. In this election, everywhere in the world, every government that was in power lost ground in this election. And we haven't had inflation like we've had in these last years since the pandemic for a long time. So, I grew up in an era of low inflation. I hadn't fully internalized for myself, but inflation, it makes everyone want to just change the channel to get a different administration. And unless you were tuning into what Harris was saying and what Democrats were saying in this election, you might think that Trump would bring prices down. Well, his plan is to bring prices up. Democrats, Harris had a plan to bring prices
down. It's unfortunate that we're out of time. Promise me you'll be back.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. That's Mr. Ben Wickler. Up next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, say, wait a minute. Where are you going with that suitcase? Hey, wait a minute. Listen. All right, well, you don't have to answer. Just listen.
I don't mind when you say that you're going away. I just don't want to be lonely. And I don't care if we share today. I just don't want to be lonely. I'd rather be loved and needed, depended on to give a love I can't give when you're gone. When you're gone, I just don't want to be lonely. I'd rather be loved.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Before we go back to the phone lines, Donald Trump's call for energy dominance is likely to run into real-world limits. So what am I talking about? President-elect Donald Trump is set to create a National Energy Council that he says will establish Americans' energy dominance around the world as he seeks to boost U.S. oil and gas drilling and move away from President Joe Biden's focus on climate change. Joe Biden's focus on climate change or the world's focus on climate change? This man doesn't understand that America is in the world. It's not the world. And so if somebody doesn't do something to address the climate calamity that's on the way, everybody's going to perish. But he's ignorant. He doesn't know it. He doesn't understand. And so for cheapening gas prices and a little less, you know, price for gas, he's willing to poison the world. And for a little more profit for the oil industries, he's willing to poison the world. And I forgot who the guy was earlier who said, am I jealous? Can I put my feet in the shoes of the wealthy? No, I can't, sir. I cannot put my feet in the shoes of barons who don't mind killing people for money. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I really completely agree with you on everything that you're saying this morning. The rich have, if you look at it, they have contaminated our food with hormones, dyes, and other things, and have with the cows, the chickens, and even our cereals, we have so many dyes and colors that we should not have in our cereals that we're feeding our children. Our air is polluted with all the gasoline and that we are using to drive these cars. And of course, our water is contaminated with lead pipes and everything else, runoff from the farms. People don't understand it's the wealthy who are contaminating our food, our air, and our water for pure profit. And we have to stop this, because if we do not stop this, we are going to annihilate this whole earth, and there won't be anybody here. And I don't know why they don't understand this. I have nothing against wealthy people. I have nothing. You know, if they want to be wealthy, that's fine. I applaud them. But help people. We are put on this earth to help each other, not destroy each other. And I cannot understand why this fighting and what this aggravation is all about when we are people who have to live on this earth. And we cannot live on this earth if we contaminate our water, our food supplies, and our air.
And you know, Susan,
that's the bottom line.
And you know, Susan, it's not all wealthy people, right? It's not all wealthy people. There's a segment of people with wealth who understand it and who do great things. I'm going to, you know, this, you know, starting this week, I'm going to do a segment once a week, and it's going to be an unsung hero. And so wealthy unsung hero, I had the pleasure of being in their company this past week. And I'll tell you guys the story this Friday, because we're going to do a segment every Friday called The Unsung Hero. But I don't get it, Susan. Donald Trump calls for energy dominance. And so people believe that America should dominate the energy sector and that we should control everything. Again, we only make up 4% of the global population. How does it make sense that we should be calling the shots on the other 96% of the world population. It's foolhardy. And for anybody who thinks that's what should happen, then they're going to suffer the consequences. We are not going to control the earth. There was a time when we did. That time has passed. And we need to accept that and say, listen, we're willing to be a part of what is in the best interest of the peoples of the earth. But with Donald Trump and Republicans, that thought process does not exist. And so the world is going to have to suffer for that. We gave this person another 4 years. Not me, but many listening in this audience. And now the world is going to have to suffer the consequences. On the other side, we're going to continue this conversation. Only I'm going to bring in, the politrickster of the day. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And man, that music, man, you know, I could listen to it all day and all night and still not get enough of it. Here it is over 50 years later, and I'm still enjoying it as much as I did the first time I heard it. Let's go back to the phone lines and Terry from the North Woods. Hey, good morning to you, Terry. Thank you for the call. You say what?
I wish a rich white guy would get a break. I say that facetiously.
I know, man. I know. Go ahead.
But anyway, Earl, up here, what was traction was also the inflation thing, but also the everywhere I went, casinos, bars, whatever, people were worried about the damn border. That's what I heard more often than not, the border. So
but
that's the thing that...
Terry, here's what the people don't know who are worried about the border. And we'll talk about it a little bit tomorrow with Sandy. 50% of the farms use illegal immigrants. And so now, as Donald Trump has talked about, you know, rounding up all of these people, many nationally that represent farms and farmers are saying, hey, wait a minute. We want you to, you know, kind of give us a break, because 50% of the farm work is done by illegal immigrants. And so they are saying that if you do what Donald Trump is talking about doing, the food supply is going to be compromised. You know, 50, and if you even look at the home building, the construction industry, the road builders, illegal immigrants are doing that work, an awful lot of that work. And so all of those things are going to slow down. I wonder, Terry, if the people even thought about that. I know Donald Trump didn't.
And those lies about, you know, what went on in Ohio, you know, in that, I forget that town, Springville or something like that, you know, and got rid of one of the best labor secretary or senators there is in Brown.
Right.
And I don't know, Earl, I don't know how the Democrats can ever retake the Senate again. I'm going to have to look at all the states again. Is you at Iowa that's got two Republican senators? You've got Ohio now that was 1-1. Now it's two Republican senators. If you look at the states, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you control the Senate again.
Well, they clearly led people who did not know the depth of the conversation. And so it's easy to say those people are down at the border and they're killers and they're coming to get your children and they're coming to get your grandchildren. And then they bring up one situation where an immigrant murdered somebody's child or murdered, and they blew that all out of proportion. And as I said then, and I'll say again, I'm more concerned about my fellow Americans and my safety from my fellow Americans than I am for illegal immigrants. Because there are more killers amongst us than there are illegal immigrants coming into this country. Maybe people don't look at how many people are slaughtered in this country on a daily basis.
Right. And Earl, let me throw this in. Am I right on this? 53% of white women voted for Trump.
I could not believe that. I could not.
That is right then, Earl.
Yes. I just could not believe that, especially knowing how misogynist a person he is. Well, we couldn't vote for Kamala Harris. We couldn't vote for the woman. Well, I don't understand a woman not voting and knowing his record, Terry. His record is out there for the world to see. A blind person could see Donald Trump's record on women and how he treats them. But, you know, none of those things surprise me. Thank you very much for the call, Terry. Let's go to Gene from McClare. Good morning to you, Gene. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Great show as usual. You know, the women were the only ones that stood up to Trump. I mean, a lot of the women, you know what I mean? The ones that probably should be running our country right now to put him in his place. I mean, he's got the one down in Mexico now irritated at him. I mean, people need to turn on and pay attention to what Trump is doing. You need to pay attention to what's going on in our Congresses. Those people haven't did a gall darn thing but go after Biden's son, go after Merrick, go after our Dr. Fauci. All they did was go after people. So you get what you voted for, and you need to wake up because you need to refuel and say, hey, we need to get these people out of here before they do worse damage by voting. And we got another election in 2 years. You better pay attention to what you put in there because it's garbage. And I'm sorry to say that about human beings, but those people – Marjorie Taylor Greene, all those people, the different people they're putting in office, pay attention to their backgrounds. This is serious stuff. You got people playing with Homeland Security, National Security, DOJ. Wake up, folks, because it's going to be more than a bumpy ride. Pay attention and don't listen to those people that go call in, go after liberals. Hey. Look at what's taking over the country. Thank you.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Julie from Jackson. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Hi, Earl. I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. And, you as well.
Thank you. I don't understand the comment about the 53% white women and how could they vote for Trump. How many white women or women in general voted for JFK or for Bill Clinton? People aren't perfect. I'm not saying anything. I don't know 100% for sure what Donald Trump did to anybody or not. I don't know what Bill Clinton did.
Yeah, but Julie, did you hear Bill Clinton or John F. Kennedy talk about, yeah, women like it, grab them by their private parts publicly? I didn't hear either one of them say that, Julie.
Publicly. He didn't say that publicly, Earl.
He said it,
with a group of three guys.
Hey, Julie.
And some other people.
Hey, Julie. But if he said it amongst one person, it came out of his mouth. I'm a man. I would never say it such an egregious thing. Okay? I would never have that in my mind. I have too much respect for women. He has none. So because he said it amongst others, that's okay?
No, he's human. Nobody can look. We're human. Stupid things.
Julie, I'm human, and I wouldn't say anything so egregious. How can he be excused for that? I'm a man. I have enough sense and respect for women not to say something so ogreish and egregious.
But you really don't, because you called the Fox News commentators female eye candy.
Well, female eye candy is not the same, and I said that tongue in cheek, it's not the same as saying and you can grab women by their privates. I don't even see how you can even say those are one and the same. They're not.
There's stuff going on right now.
What's going on in the government, Julie, is people who are preparing to dismantle it. Okay? That's the issue. You elected a person who's going to dismantle our government as we know it. And nobody's ever done it before. And so what should we do? Be silent while he does it?
No, you should scare people and talk about irrelevant stuff.
What's irrelevant about, Julie, what's irrelevant about what I've talked about today? I challenge you. Tell me one thing that I said that's irrelevant.
Oh, that the oil comments and the climate change.
The oil comment.
Julie,
why don't you go to The Guardian this morning? Trump allies began attack on EPA rules protecting U.S. drinking water. Why don't you go to the Associated Press this morning and read where they're talking about Donald Trump creating an entity that only protects the United States and its oil? These are not scary things. These are factual. And they're in news outlets all over the nation. So I'm not making anything up.
Okay. Why don't we talk about what's really happening?
Like
we've
what?
We've got a president that just pardoned his son.
Hey, Julie. Julie, the fact that Joe Biden has pardoned Hunter Biden pales in comparison to the things that I'm just talking about that are going to impact and affect every human being on this planet. And if you want to talk about Joe Biden pardoning his son, Donald Trump and what he's getting ready to do pales And Joe Biden, I don't support what Joe Biden did. But what he did to his son doesn't change one iota anything that happens to me in my life. What Donald Trump is talking about does.
We've got Ukraine and Russia still fighting. We've got stuff going on around the world. Who's running our country right now? What are they doing?
Is Donald Trump going to stop it? Is Donald Trump going to fix that, Julie?
What is going on now? This is what American people are worried about. How is the government working for us? It needs a reality check about what's going on in government.
Hey Julie, last time I checked, government includes Democrats and Republicans. Okay? And so Donald Trump is going to now get his way because Republicans are going to control it all. And if you think they're going to fix it to the degree that it benefits the average American, I've lived long enough to know that's not factual. That's not going to happen. Doesn't matter how much you wish upon a star, it's not going to happen. Republicans have total control, Supreme Court, the Congress, the Senate, and the presidency. So, based on what you are saying, they should be able to fix it and do what's in the best interest of all of us. I think that's an absolute dream world. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. You know, we're going to be talking about the politrickster of the day on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
What is the last few minutes, I can't believe it, of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Okay, the politrickster of the day. Trump allies begin, and this is for Julie, because she said I'm talking about things that don't matter, right? This is in today's The Guardian. Trump allies begin attack on the EPA and rules protecting United States drinking water. With Biden soon to leave the White House, Republicans start an assault on the Environmental Protection Agency. And this is for David as well, you know, who talked about the FDA. Donald Trump's allies have fired the opening salvos of his coming administration's attack on the Environmental Protection Agency, the federal agency that enforces and regulates laws on air, soil, and water quality, among other crucial environmental and health issues. So, the politrickster of the day is Senator Shelley Moore Capito, and she's the incoming chair of the Senate Committee on Environmental and Public Works. Trump allies began attack on the EPA and rules protecting U.S. drinking water immediately. I don't care if someone says that I'm here, you know, sounding false alarms. I do, before I even come on these airways, make sure that I've done my research before I come on here and talk about a subject, whether people want to believe it or not. These airways are too precious and too sacred for me to come in and pontificate about things that I don't know anything about. I don't know everything. I know that. It's too much to know. But I do know how to read, okay? And so that's what I'm doing. A letter from the Republican House leadership to EPA, the administrator, Michael Reagan, Republicans train their sights on the agency's scientific integrity policies that are designed to insulate scientists and research from political interference. Meanwhile, the incoming chair of the Senate Environmental Committee in a hearing last week promised to target portions of new PFAS regulations put in place over the last year, top priority for Trump's chemical and water utility industry allies. Now, many in rural Wisconsin and rural areas across this nation talk about the poison and the PFAS in their water. And so there were governmental entities trying to address that. Donald Trump is getting ready to totally dismantle that. You voted for him. You know, maybe you didn't know he would do such an egregious thing, but I don't understand why. We know who he is. We know exactly who he is. And these are just snippets of what's coming down the pike. Am I sounding an alarm? Not only is Earl Ingram sounding an alarm, but news outlets across the world are sounding an alarm. People who was with him have sounded the alarm. What more does it take? Hey, Calvin. You know, Calvin, your thoughts on, you know, the things that we are talking about. And you see, you hear what's going on, man. Why do people not want to believe these things?
Yeah, I mean, I struggle with it every day. I think it's... We live in different realities, and that's an issue. I don't feel that they're getting the same information that we're getting, or either, and the information we are giving them, they don't trust. So it's a tough situation, and I guess, unfortunately, the country's going to have to reap what it sows, and we're going to have to see what these next 4 years are like.
You know, Calvin, I'm not, and don't profess to be a brilliant man. But I learned how to read. Thanks to my mother and the teachers who gave me the ability to read. So before I come on the air every day, I get up at 4:30 in the morning, or before I go to bed the night before, I read. Excuse me, I go to sites that are available to everybody. They're not crazy sites. They're not Fox News. And so these are scientists. These are people who want the American people to know exactly what's happening. And that's all I do, is I come here every day, Monday through Friday, and get an opportunity to give information to you that we hope is life-changing. Changing and eye-opening. That's what the Earl Ingram Show is. Nothing more, nothing less. It's not some brilliant person sitting before you. I'm not Donald Trump. I'm not professing to know it all, because I'm wise enough to know it's too much to know. But thank everybody who made the show go. I really appreciate it. We will be coming back tomorrow with my co-host Sandy Williams. A lot to talk about, as always. Be safe. Enjoy the day. You've been tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.